Sabbath blessings. Can you all hear me? Okay, if you all can kneel, please do so. We're going to pray. Please bow your hearts. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing us with this holy Sabbath day that reminds us all with the wondrous works of your hands. Please bridle my tongue and all who speak on your behalf, that you alone are glorified. Please forgive us for our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Please bless us. Please bless the prayer requests from the hearts and minds of your people. Thank you, Father, whether the answer is yes or no, because you exactly know what is best, and it glorifies you. Thank you for everything, Father, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, and in the name of our King, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Sabbath blessings, everyone, and our 12 p.m. study for today is the continuation of the A Closer Walk with Jesus series. The subtitle of this is Our Gathering and Camp Meetings. Many of us are longing to attend camp meetings, to have fellowship with brethren that we haven't met, and especially those who are living overseas. Preparing our hearts and minds before attending these camp meetings are very important, as we all surrender any speck of stain from our characters to be blessed by the Lord during this time. It says in Testimonies for the Church, Volume 2, page 601, paragraph 3, it says, "The object of a camp meeting is to lead all to separate from business cares and burdens and to devote a few days exclusively to seeking the Lord. We should occupy the time in self-examination, close searching of heart, penitential confession of sins, and renewing our vows to the Most High. If any come to these meetings for less worthy objects, we hope the character of the meetings will be such as to bring their minds to the proper objects." For those who have attended these camp meetings may have seen the things that should not be present or even practiced while on camp meetings. Sometimes the dress and health reform may be violated due to lack of knowledge in this area of the truth. But the Lord is so merciful and have a great compassion towards all of us to learn of Him and get us spiritually prepared during this time of gathering. It says on Testimonies for the Church, Volume 5, page 162, paragraph 2, it says, "I have been shown that some of our camp meetings are far from being what the Lord designed they should be. The people come unprepared for the visitation of God's Holy Spirit. Generally, the sisters devote considerable time before the meeting to the preparation of garments for the outward adorning, while they entirely forget the inward adorning, which is in the sight of God of great price. There is also much time spent in needless cooking, in the preparation of rich pies and cakes and other articles of food that do positive injury to those who are to those who partake of them. Should our sisters provide good bread and some other helpful kinds of food, both they and their families would be better prepared to appreciate the words of life and far more susceptible to the influence of the Holy Spirit. Another one, Testimonies for the Church, Volume 5, page 163, paragraph 1. It says, often the stomach is overburdened with food, which is seldom as plain and simple as that eaten at home, where the amount of exercise is taken is double or treble. This causes the mind to be in such a lethargy that it is difficult to appreciate eternal things. And the meeting closes, and they are disappointed in not having enjoyed more of the Spirit of God. We are not to engage on the things of the world, especially when it is about camp meetings, as it will be a useless distraction for our spiritual growth. What we practice at home will be brought to these camp meetings whether we hide it or not. It will utterly reflect in our words and actions. Brothers and sisters, we have each and everyone in our homes blessed by God to practice what He teaches us daily, that we may go to these camp meetings ready to go and share the love of Christ with each other and also with others. It says in Testimonies for the Church, Volume 2, page 597, paragraph 3, it says, there can be no influence so detrimental to a camp meeting or any other gathering for religious worship as much visiting and careless conversation. Frequently, men and women assemble in companies and engage in conversation upon common subjects which do not relate to the meeting. Some have brought their farms with them, others have brought their houses and are laying their plans for building. Some are dissecting the characters of others and have no time or disposition to search their own hearts. In other words, gossiping about other people. So continuing. To discover the defects in their own characters, that they may correct their wrongs and perfect holiness in the fear of God. If all who profess to be followers of Christ would improve the time of meeting in conversing upon the truth, in dwelling upon the Christian's hope, in searching their own hearts, in earnest prayer before God, pleading for His blessings, a much greater work would be accomplished than we have yet seen. Unbelievers who falsely accuse those who believe the truth would be convinced because of their good conversation in Christ. Our words and actions are the fruit we bear. Unquote. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 11, for we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Let's say we all meet at the camp meeting, at the campground, to dwell there for some days, and if our conversations are heavenly each day, unbelievers surrounding us at the campground may be convinced by the words that are being spoken by us and be receptive when we hand them out tracts or even invite them to share more about the present truth from our Lord Jesus Christ. Because if we study God's Word, we are the walking Bible, as He commanded us to share the truth in the world. As far as the food preparation goes, before attending a camp meeting, most people will be thinking, what are we going to eat there? Everyone has different level or walk in regards to health reform, like how many times in a day should they eat? But we look closely and examine ourselves prior to these meetings. It is the bread of life, capital B, and His testimonies we are going to eat or read most of the time we are at the gathering. Review, it says in Review and Herald, June 26, 1888, paragraph 3, it says, at our camp meetings, we should have good, wholesome food prepared in as simple a manner as possible. We should not turn them into occasions for feasting. If we appreciate the blessings of God, if we are feeding on the bread of life, we will not be much concerned about gratifying the appetite. The great burden of our hearts will be, how is it with my soul? There will be such a longing for spiritual food that will impart spiritual strength, that we will not complain because the diet is plain and simple. There were several on the campground who had eaten but 2 meals a day for 20 years and were enjoying better health than those who had eaten the third meal. So brothers and sisters, if we are truly have the desire to feast on His wonderful words of truth, it says on Psalm 81 verse 10, it says, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. When we desire the word of truth, the Lord will fill our mouth or our eyes with His words. Because in prophecy, eating is reading in, it says in Jeremiah 15:16. So the Lord will give to those who ask of Him. Matthew 7:7, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. The sisters in the church who always cook and prepare daily, twice or even 3 times a day, including breakfast, are being heavily taxed or overburdened by food preparation. Some may have no chance to bring anything to lighten up the load when they are capable of doing so prior to attending these camp meetings. Might add more labor to those who are working while the food is being prepared. Time can be wasted as well by wandering around and not seeking to help the ones who are laboring. Or if we wake up late, and that is almost half a day pass by before spending precious time on God's Word. Those who engage on long food preparation may have no more energy to join the fellowship study and not be able to comprehend. The spiritual time and brethren due to lack of rest. It is not the responsibility of one family alone to gather everyone's food and cook multiple times daily. The Lord also provides His blessings of resources to those who are sincerely lacking the ability to prepare. He uses His people to help those who are in need of assistance to come to this gathering. It is best for those who reside in each cabin to bring food according to their eating, which doesn't take much time to prepare during the days of stay. that more precious time can be allotted in studying God's Word. Neighboring families can also share food with each other as well, as explained in Exodus chapter 12, verse 4. But I will start with Exodus chapter 12, verse 3. Exodus chapter 12, verse 3 and 4, it says, "Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls, every man according to his eating, shall make your count for the lamb." We clearly see here, brothers and sisters, that every family got a lamb for their own respective houses. Not one family alone can gather food for other families, or it would be a rigorous effort to do so, especially if we go to the gathering and we have so many cabins. It will be a lot of work for one person, one family to do it alone. It says on Second Testimony for the Church, Volume 2, page 601, paragraph 4, "Some sufferers, through extra labor in preparing for camp meeting, they are liberal souled people and want nothing done with stinginess. Some make large provisions and are thoroughly wearied out when they come to the meeting. And as soon as they are released from the pressure of work, exhausted nature causes them to feel that she has been abused. Some of these persons may never have attended a camp meeting before and are not informed in regard to what preparations they are required to make. They lose some of the precious meetings they had purpose to attend. Now, these mistakes in making so great preparation, nothing should be taken to camp meeting except the most helpful articles, cooked in a simple manner, free from all spices and grease." Brothers and sisters, we are being trained in the school of Christ by our Lord Jesus Christ to rely on Him, whether it be spiritual or temporal duties, that we may impart the blessings He gracefully gives us daily to our beloved fellow men, whether it be believer or unbelievers. If we emulate His character pertaining to discipline in this matter, we will surely be ready to partake in these events by His grace. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40, it says, "Let all things be done decently and in order." What happens to the gathering if one that is unprepared attend these gatherings? Those who come into these gatherings with impenitent hearts or unrepented and partaking unworthily in the sight of God will bring evil angels with them and spoil the camp meeting. This will hinder the visitation of the Holy Spirit throughout the meeting. We are to prepare ourselves, brethren, spiritually ready before we attend these gatherings the same way as we prepare for communion. We give the same respect as in preparation to both of these important events. It says in Testimony for the Church, Volume 5, page 165, paragraph 1, it says, "The same work of humiliation and heart searching should also go on in the church, so that all differences and alienations among brethren may be laid aside before appearing before the Lord at these annual gatherings. Set about this work in earnest and rest not until it is accomplished. For if you come up to the meeting with your doubts, your murmurings, your disputings, you bring evil angels into the camp and carry darkness wherever you go." So brothers and sisters, attending the camp gatherings is not just going there and play some ball or and do any other things unrelated to these events. It will be disrespectful to God and to the Godhead family if we just meet together and do the things that the world do. It says in Review and Herald, June 26, 1888, paragraph 4. Is there not more danger of backsliding on the campground if its opportunities and privileges are not improved and appreciated than if he had remained at home? When the truth is presented day after day with power, and there are precious privileges afforded of obtaining a more correct knowledge of the Word of God and of eternal things, can you not see that if these blessed occasions are not appreciated, they will prove a savor of death unto death? Young men and women who allow their minds to be diverted and engage in flirtation on the campground are meeting with loss for time and for eternity. The mind is not stayed upon God. The thoughts are not upon the truth spoken from the sacred desk. The affections are not upon Jesus and spiritual things. A bewitching power seizes their minds, and they become infatuated until carnal affections take entire control of their natures, and they return to their homes worse than when they came to the meeting. The camp meeting is not a place to seek for a date or a spouse, to look upon an individual to lust after. A fun for it will be direct violation of God's law. So brethren, brothers and sisters, if you have sons and daughters that are teenagers, about 20 years old and so, please guide them into all truth and help them to properly conduct themselves, and also pray to God always as our duty to ask the Lord to teach us how we show ourselves to others. And with that, I will put down the mic, and there will be music before the sermon. The next voice you shall hear will be of Brother Sean, and I should have a part 2 on this camp gathering series. Thank you all, and Sabbath blessings. God bless.